Hi, welcome to Wake TV. So from this episode, we are having a different format. So this is the first episode of season 2. I hope you guys are gonna like it.
Hi, welcome to Wake TV. So today, Sue and I are going to talk about how to receive with joy and ease. So this is an important topic, you know, for people who are going through awakening or who've been in the awakening journey. We're talking about spiritual awakening. And then first I'm going to share my clip. And then immediately we'll share Sue's clip. Here you go. Okay. So, you know, this week, not this week, but usually, you know, unless you're super confident about receiving a lot without doing anything or seemingly doing anything, just existing, right? It's difficult. And, especially Japanese culture, people put a lot of effort on doing a lot. Like, you have no right to receive unless you do stuff, especially a lot, you know. And then I grew up in that kind of environment because, you know, my mom is narcissistic. So, like, I was never given anything for just me being there. Like, I had to prove I'm worthy to receive anything, basically. So what do you take on this, Sue?
Well, you know, I can only give an American perspective, but I think ours are the same, in the sense that we are socially programmed, and I would suspect that your mother was too, to believe that the only way to get anywhere in life is if you're efforting and working hard and struggle, you know, everything has to be a struggle. And I don't think that that's true. I think that I think the universe is set up to, by us, by the way, from our original soul aspect that we incarnated from, I think the universe is set up to provide everything. It's just this society over the millennia have come to this thought process that, well, you can't have anything. You don't deserve anything unless you're efforting and working hard. And, you know, that's been in my brain for years and years. And it's only recently that I think that I've kind of overcome that. And I say kind of because, you know, I don't like absolutes, right? I slip back into that pattern of thinking just like other people do, you know, just because you know something or you're putting something and applying something to your life doesn't mean you have it 100% and you're never going to backslide a little. So I can't say all the time, but yeah. I think I've gotten to the point where I do open myself to receiving all the good that I know. At the very least, in the beginning, I know that what I give, I deserve back. And then it's built over the years to open to receiving things that I didn't necessarily have to do something to get it. It's just because I am source energy, like you are source and everybody is source, that I deserve to have nice things come into my life too. And I deserve to have a peaceful life and a joyful life. And so, you know, when we talk about abundance, and, you know, obviously we're not talking about just material things. You know, I would say more important than that is love. And I have lots of that in my life. Well, I'm a loving person. So, you know, I don't have to do anything in particular to open up to that and receive it. But again, you know, I backslide in my thinking. I don't backslide in my behavior, but I backslide in my thinking. And there are days where I'm like, well, you know, I didn't really have to work that hard for this, and it just kind of came. You know, we have to practice. We have to practice accepting and being willing. But more importantly, I think it's a good thing to take time for yourself and make a list of all the things, even if it's a mental list, all the things that you know that are great about yourself. And remind yourself, you know, if I had to pick me as a friend, would I pick me as a friend? And if your answer is yes, then you got it made in the shade. And if it isn't yes, then, you know, that gives you a blueprint for things that you want to work on to change about yourself. That's an internal thing, but that still doesn't mean you don't deserve good things in your life.
Yeah.
Because I don't know any of us that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly not. And there are days where I don't want to be my friend. What about you?
Well, you know, like when we look at the outside, you know, in spiritual world, we talk about your outside is the epiphany of your inside, right? So mm-hmm. when we experience our life, and then we have to work so hard, not just in career, but in the relationship or anything, right? Work so hard to receive something. Or even though you worked so hard and you're getting back so little, mm-hmm. there is an indication that you can find out what kind of belief I'm holding. So why I'm getting so little? Like when you're giving a lot and your return is so little ROI, and then that might be a good starting point to discover yourself that what is going on. So. Because, you know, my mom wasn't that giving in my childhood in everything. Even though we never had a problem in money, I never had to worry about money. It's not mine, it's hers, you know. So mm-hmm. I never felt like, wow, abundant, you know, because it wasn't given to me without any kind of condition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Byron Katie is saying that unless it applies to everyone, that is not true, which was really profound teaching for me that. And I started to observing friends around me, and some of friends are receiving a lot of stuff without seemingly nothing
mm.
or not much, you know, obviously not breaking their back off to receive. It's just the stuff falling onto your lap, right? And
mm-hmm.
then I thought about it, like in the past when I was working on myself in that aspect, that do I feel easy or comfort by receiving something huge without me seemingly doing nothing, just existing, for example? So I felt really uncomfortable, like, okay, I have to compensate for something I receive, like I had to work so hard
or give something back in kind, you know. That's
yeah,
the
yeah,
same
yeah.
That's worth the same
exchange, like exchange value or something. Then I was feeling that, wow, you know, that's part of the reason why I experienced my burnout, you know, in my career. And then I was like, wow, this is not really loving, because if you have to give back quantity, like same kind of quantity in order to receive a lot, and then it has to apply for everyone, right? Some
yeah.
people are like not seemingly a lot, but working smart, or they are so enriched that, or they have a belief like, oh, I have a right to receive, not being arrogantly, but have
that's
confidence.
It they have a knowing that they
yeah.
deserve, they didn't have to do something to deserve it, they know it. And if we can reach that vibration within ourselves, we can connect to that frequency that is over time, yes, I can receive and I deserve all that I receive. You know, I sometimes I approach it with at a little bit different angle, where, you know, years ago, I just started giving little amounts whenever I was called to. And I know that's material, but or I would do favors for people. I have done work at people's homes or for charities or for volunteering, whatever it was at the time that I was able to give. But it was giving of me. So that's my love to other people. And then something kind of connected in my brain, which is when we tell the universe, even if it's a dollar, or even if it's I help somebody carry their, an elderly person carry their groceries to their car, whatever it is, if I'm telling the universe that I am abundant, I have this to give, then the universe keeps sending more and more because it hears that message, that belief, and it's gone, okay, here's this. So, when money started, money and favors and people would do things, just nice things for me, started coming to me. At first, the brain goes, well, I don't know, what did I do to deserve this? And it was more difficult for me to receive. But baby steps, right? And the more you say to, no, I deserve this, or why wouldn't I accept this kind gift of somebody's effort, because I'm so willing to give mine, so it's like a deprogramming, I think. And you can start with baby steps. I don't mind giving money to a homeless person because, at that moment I felt I had something they didn't have, and I wanted them to have some too. People would really criticize me when I would give money to homeless people because, well, they're just going to go spend it on alcohol, or they've obviously caused their own situation. Why are you enabling? It's like, no, that's not the point. The point is they don't have to do something to deserve my kindness. I looked at it as kindness. And so as I treated people more the way that I wanted to be treated, I started realizing it was coming back, and it's built over time, and it's just becoming. And I'm not saying it's perfect all the time. There are days where I go into my old belief system of lack or fear of lack, because I really don't lack anything. But so again, it's important, I think, to have compassion for yourself and understand that it is a programming, whether it came from a mother who treated her daughter as if she didn't deserve, or it comes from, for me, a family that, our lineage and our history has always been service. We have always been absolutely really hardworking people to get very little, right? So that's my social programming. I did not come from a wealthy family. I came from people that worked in shoe factories when they came to America. All four of my grandparents. So my grandmother was a washerwoman, but the other three were sewing shoes, leather, tanning leather and sewing shoes. And it was long hours for not very much pay. I remember seeing one of my grandmother's paychecks was for 50 cents. And I asked her, I said, why didn't you cash this paycheck? And she said, because it was so ridiculous that I thought it'd be fun, more fun to save it than to cash. I mean, wow, what a statement. This is also a woman who, during the Great Depression, never stood in the food lines. They always had what they needed. And so there was, so even though they were in service and they believed in working very hard for getting very little, they also had this faith. And theirs was, a religion, and that's fine, but it was God. Okay, let's get real about that. It was faith in God, just like I have. And they always knew that they would be provided for. So they didn't stand in food lines and things like, even though they could have and they would have been entitled to, like the rest, they didn't have that complete poverty thinking or feeling, worrying about being homeless. The family banded together and they helped each other. And that's how they got through the Great Depression. So, not all social programming is bad, I want to say. But I think if we take elements from this lesson and this lesson and this lesson, then we can formulate it into a better way of having abundance come into our lives. And I, like you said, knowing that we deserve it without having to effort for it, I think that's key.
And there's some people say, hey, what about all these successful people? But I've spoken to a lot of successful people, like multimillionaires, and they're into what they are doing, like into it. When you're passionate about something, of course you end up working a lot. Like yesterday, I wasn't really planning to work because I wanted to rest. What happened to me is my colleague is like introducing someone who is seeking the service, and I was looking for my link and everything to give it to her. And then I found out some of the link is kind of dead. So I started working on website and other things. So I ended up working like 4 hours, you know, until 2 a.m. because that's what happened. Did I get tired? No, I was having fun from it. So I watched my old stuff and I'm thinking, oh, I spoke about that and I got excited about it. So that's not like try to compensate and working hard. Like there is a different energy of working hard for the sake of working hard because you have to, or you're passionate about it. So you are doing it with joy and you know,
good point.
This excitement, and then you end up spending 4 hours. That's a different feeling. You don't
even that's not efforting. Right. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's a very important point.
Yeah.
There were days where I would, when I was doing my art, I used to paint shoes, sneakers, before I went into the graphic design. And I would sit and paint for hours and hours. I would forget to eat. Sometimes I'd get done and I would be, you know, 8 hours later, I'm like, oh, geez, I'm kind of hungry. How much time went by? It, you know, when you get that feeling of you're not even noticing time, or you're not even necessarily noticing your bodily functions, that I don't consider that work. I think that's like playing, you know, you're really enjoying it so much that you just don't even care how much time you're putting into it. That's a very different dynamic than struggle and effort for the sake of it, just to say, oh, I'm not going to deserve it if I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a different being in the flow. So outside of people, you know, people think, oh, she or he works so hard. Maybe this person is into what she or he's doing and doesn't even hard work for her or for him, you know. So I wanted to emphasize on that. But when it comes to when you feel hard work because you have to show you're deserving it, or you show your worthiness, I'm not talking about just job situation. It's applying to relationship too, right? When you put extra effort because somehow you don't deserve, you're receiving this amazing love from your partner, you feel inadequate or insecure or something, right? Then you can receive with ease and joy. You feel like it's responsible, you know, for you to give back because somehow you don't deserve to receive it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, I feel like the difference between 3D way of growth and the 5D way of growth. Like we can both grow as a soul. 3D is challenging, hardship, struggle, putting a lot of effort, a lot of hardships. The word is hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and struggle then, and hard. Yeah.
And then 5D is joy and ease. So in both dimensions, you're doing the same thing. You put 4 or 5 hours of work, but how you feel by doing it is completely different. And the vibration is different too.
Yeah, a simple way of measuring is when you need to get up in the morning to go do whatever it is you're doing. Do you feel excited? Is it easy to get out of bed and you're looking forward to it? Or do you want to sleep another 2 hours? Because just the thought of doing it makes you go, ugh.
Or do you remember like Sunday? Like I used to feel so sad on Sunday, like 7, 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah, you shared that sentiment with a whole lot of people because a lot of people weren't looking forward to Monday. Yep.
Yeah, because like I didn't want to go to this work because that's not my passion, and it felt like dreading, you know, like, oh, my God. But when you cannot wait waking up next morning because you love what you do, it's completely different feeling.
Yeah, I remember I had a session with a friend of mine. This is before I was like, you know, created my business and everything. I was doing a hypnosis session with a friend of mine, and it was 11 hours. The Oh my
actual,
God.
between the pre-talk and the session and the post-talk.
Did you?
We did take a break, and we had potty breaks in between, and we stopped in his kitchen. I brought food and we ate. But we were still talking the whole time we were eating, because it was just like, it's like our bodies knew we had to eat something. And obviously, when you have to use the bathroom, but we just didn't stop jawing the whole time. And part of it is because we've been friends for such a long time that, and we hadn't seen one another in a long time, but also he was just so fascinated by the process of it all. And especially after the session, he was really wanting to talk more. And it, to me, you're talking about my favorite topic, pretty much. Let's keep going. He finally said it was, I think it was 11:30 or something, and he says, we probably ought to let this go for the day. And and I laughed. I said, yeah, my husband's gonna think I got lost. About to mention, like, how is your husband feeling about this? You are gone for 11 hours.
Well, he knows this guy anyway.
Okay.
We were all coaching in baseball together for years, so it wasn't
Oh.
like we didn't know this fella. And but he did, by the time I called him, because I always put my phone on silence when I have a session, and I don't want that kind of interruption. So when I finally did call him, he was like, geez, I was gonna send out a search party for you. But I think that's what you're talking about. That's what we're talking about, is when you love something. I don't consider it work. I consider
Yeah,
it, I'm just doing what I'm following my joy.
like what we do right now, that's I don't consider it a work. Technically it is, but feeling wise, not. You know, we're just
Right.
having amazing conversation together and happen to airing it with you guys. That's how I feel.
Yep.
I basically enjoy talking to Sue about spiritual topic, you know.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So when we are feeling this, we have to compensate, right? In something. Could be in money, because we don't deserve to get this much amount of money for the service we provide, or you. I'm not talking about just a, no personal thing, but we just use that we happen to be here.
Right, right,
Or
right.
we happen to feel like, okay, we have to give so much love because this guy is like gave me this little bit on back and I have to compensate for something, whatever, right? So
Or you have to be
when
his personal slave, right, in
yeah,
return.
so when we have that feeling something, that's one, unhealthy. And two, you feel like you're not deserving unless you give back something. But when we think about love, we give our love or our caring or our kindness because we want to. We are not really looking to receive it back, you know? And then all of us are very good people, you know, majority of you guys who are listening to this podcast. So we are not most likely narcissist or anything or psychopath. So we are not taking advantage of, okay, this person gave me this much, and from now I don't have to give back anything ever in my life, even saying thank you. We are not that kind of people, right? So
Yeah, but like I said earlier, it's the reason we're going to be receiving is because we're putting it out into the universe. It's just, you got to jump over that hump of believing and opening up to the receiving, instead of
yeah.
saying, oh, now that I've got this, I've got to do this and this and this for that person. No, be a good receiver, because the cycle of energy doesn't get blocked. When you give and give and give and give and give, and then it's coming back around, and you're saying, oh, I don't deserve this, you're stopping the energy flow, right? So keep that circle of energy going by being a good receiver. And then, if you say, I accept it, then it keeps flowing. And then you give it again, and then you receive it again. And that's how we go into flow with that, with abundance,
Yeah, and
love,
then
material stuff, whatever it is.
happy relationship happy couple, they give each other naturally without even consciously thinking about it, because you love each other and you want to make your person happy, right? You're not
Yeah, there's no
thinking, oh my
keeping
God, he
score.
gave it to me, I had to give back like same amount of love to him.
Yeah, and there's no keeping score either. Like, oh, I did this for you that week, so now you have to do this for me this week. No, not a healthy relationship.
No, that's a trans business transaction like arrangement, not even love union,
Pretty much, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Right? So like yeah, the two this is we are like jumping all over because we are being so spiritual right now. But
I'm just having fun.
yeah, getting this spiritual receiving consciousness is kind of getting in touch with our feminine energy. Like our feminine energy is being receptive, like reciprocate too, but willing to receive what we are given, right? When we are not open to and willing to receive, like Sue is saying, universe gonna say, okay, you're happy with 10%,
Yeah.
whatever 10% is. So that's what you're gonna receive from the universe, because you are saying, oh my God, don't give me 100%, I cannot handle it.
Or I don't deserve it. Yeah.
Or you don't deserve it, right? And then you want to ask yourself, do you really want that? Do you really want the 3D kind of way of living and keep on having this kind of living instead of friend next to you is having 5D living or receiving so easily, and then opportunity or luck or whatever the stuff is falling onto this person, and then you feel like, how come this is not happening to me? This is how come.
Yeah, and like I said in my video, you can use what's currently in your fields to determine what you're putting out there. So when I talked about dating a bunch of guys that didn't treat me well, I say a bunch, like three, but still, that's a bunch for me anyway. And I was sitting there going, what the hell is going on? Why does this situation keep repeating itself? Well, that was the universe letting me know that I wasn't believing that I was worthy. Thankfully, I was in counseling. Hopefully, you guys don't have to go to counseling, but I was in counseling and my mentor said, well, what do you think you deserve? My answer was, well, at least as much as I'm willing to give. I want to receive back. And then I made the decision, privately that I'm not going to date anybody ever again. I'll be a single mother. That's okay if that's how it turns out, because I will not accept less than what I'm willing to give. So that was really helpful. This is why, I like to pass these things on to other people, because what helped me is probably, like you said earlier, what is true for one will be true for others, and what is not true for one won't be true for others either. I mean, it could be, but only if your mind is stuck in a belief system, right? I won't go there. That's confusing the issue. But anyway, I want to share that because, the love of my life came in for me a couple months after I made that decision. I think the universe wanted to make sure I was sure. One particular fellow, that was especially not very generous in many ways, was trying to come back, and I was like, nope. And because I didn't think there was any chance he was going to change, but I changed me. See, it starts with you.
Yeah.
Starts with me. It starts with Erica. So what do you believe you deserve? Are you worthy of? And then start paying attention to what comes into your fields.
Yeah, and
You'll
then
notice the shift.
especially it is very important to proclaim to universe like suited, set the intention, you are not accepting this and that because you are this and that, you are no longer accepting this kind of situation because you deserve more than what you're getting. You have to set this strong feeling to the universe so universe understand it, not without with anger or anything, with proclaiming yourself when you are not angry or revenge or anything, your normal feeling, but you state that to the universe and then you send that energy to the universe. That works. Yeah. I did that before too. You know? So anything last word before we go? Last tips for our viewers? Audience.
I would say your soul, your higher self, your highest self, apart from source, which you are also, is always wanting the best for you. And there are signs along the way and things of that nature. If you can read the universe, read the energy, read the messages, or be open to receiving them, you will be able to navigate, figure out a what's been holding you back from the abundance you're seeking, or, you know, the love, which is abundance, the love that you're seeking, or the material, whatever it is you're trying for. And once you become open to the receiving, you don't have to effort. It should feel just like breathing, really. And if you do slide back into old ways, the old social programming, you can recover quicker every time you practice it. And also just practice resetting your brain and your thinking to one of I deserve. I deserve. Because you do.
Okay, my tip is to remember your love. So because you exist and you are, no one else is like you. You are special, right? So you deserve to receive everything universe is given, and then choose the gift, the positive gift you're getting from the universe, and don't tell universe, oh, I don't deserve, I just need more hardship. Because you do deserve joy and ease because you are shifting to 5D. So more you increase your self-love, you feel easier for yourself to receive everything at ease. And trust that, you know. And then when you, like Sue said, feel like today you don't feel like deserving, it's fine. You can accept that part of yourself. Tomorrow, you're going to start believing in you again. And if you need help, me and Sue is out there to help you to start believing in yourself as well. So thank you so much for watching. Please share, like, subscribe. And then we see you guys next time. Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Any of you guys want to contact any of us? The link is in the description box. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.